Last time, on Save the D8.
Somebody's got to be ready to pick me back up if I fall down.
Give me 10 minutes, and I'll top everyone off.
10 minutes?
If I had to put a numerical value on it, I'm only down by 10.
Good. Hey, are you attacking this person? I'm real scared of her.
Oh, wonderful.
Jesus, Brash.
Brash, I didn't know you were a rat.
Oh, we all put up a fight against being jizzled.
Like mango-colored kangaroos? Or man-kangaroos?
Like man-caroos.
I mean, people get up to pretty crazy stuff out in the woods.
Man, two mangoes just getting absolutely beat to death with bludgeoning damage, and the other two just getting fucking shocked.
He's just sitting in my lap.
Nicolaj.
What are you eating down there? Are you supposed to be eating it?
Yeah, I gave him a tiny bit of crust.
Okay.
Crusty boys.
It's fucking chewing.
So, you decided to take rest inside of the Verdant Vortex. During this time, Brash, you said that you cast Leoman's Tiny Hut?
Yeah, Leoman's Tiny Hut.
And what does that do again?
Well, it creates a 10-foot immovable dome of force around us, and we can fit inside fairly comfortably, and we can go in and out. All our other creatures and objects are barred from passing through it. Spells and other magical effects can't extend through the dome or be cast through it.
All right.
And the space inside is comfortable and dry.
Ooh.
That's good. 10 feet, though, for all of us.
Yeah, like, it's not super spacious, but it is safer than being outside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't want to get fucking kicked by another mangaroo or whatever. So, yeah, for sure.
Well, since you're all resting, then to get a long rest, does anybody want to stand guard at all while this is happening still, or?
We can see outside, so we could stay up if we wanted to, but.
No, we don't need to stay up. I will cast Alarm. So while you're, do you do that instantaneously?
No, it's a ritual. So it takes it doesn't have to be a ritual, but it's 1 minute casting time or a ritual.
Okay. While you're doing that. Yeah. Cause mine is also a minute. I take out this stupid ball of string that I have, make a circle around it. So at least if anything approaches this, even though they can't get in, we will know that they do so. It'll wake me up.
And, is there like a test that I have to do if something does come by, like a stealth check or something, if they want to get by it?
If they come, let's see, I can make it a 20-foot cube. Mm-hmm. So if they come that close, it just automatically sets off. They don't even notice it.
Okay. So nobody decides to go for watch.
Correct.
All right, let me see what happens. Okay. So as you are resting in the Verdant Vortex during the night, it begins to rain.
Oh, it's pretty. We can see it splattering off the top.
But nothing seems to approach you while you are in your tiny hut. Aside from maybe a few animals that you see and one strange-looking shadow off in the distance moving wildly.
Is it the Jizzler?
Perception.
Oh, the jizzling time she comes.
21.
It is not the Jizzler.
Yeah!
Nor is it the Wisecracker.
They've split.
Giddy, Chicks. What you can tell is that it looks like a crazy elongated humanoid. Like a
Slenderman?
Like a Slenderman.
Holy fuck.
Maybe.
Scary.
They have, like, their limbs are all proportional for a human, but their body looks like it got stretched out like a bad strength of the hill giant potion.
Fucking Mike TV walking past here.
And you can swear you can hear some kind of maniacal laughing as you can see it swinging a long sword wildly off in the distance.
Well, the good thing we are in here.
None of our business.
But after about 8 hours, maybe nine, you slept in a bit. It was a long day yesterday. You feel refreshed. Still raining.
Ooh. All right. I feel better.
It's a good spell, Brash.
Thanks. It's useful, I would say. It's functional. I think it could be spruced up a little bit, but for first time, I think it's not too bad.
And your whatever power of nosebleed thing that you did.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how that works, but it's dangerous. It's nice. I don't have a lot of dangerous.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I don't know that I've ever seen you, like, legitimately hurt someone outside of a minor inconvenience before.
I don't like to, but, you know, they stole our shit. We have a lot of weird shit.
Shelly, your earth could use some work. They stubbed their toes on it.
Yeah, it was literally earth. Oh, my gosh. How long do we let Shelly sleep?
I just bang really loud on the shell.
Ow. It's not hollow, you know.
God damn it, Robert. Fuck.
Point. What even did I do?
You are just naturally funny.
Just the role play of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Haven knew why she knocked on the shell. So, yes.
Yeah, I'm aware it's not hollow. That'd be crazy. Could you imagine if it was just your head coming out of this thing?
Or if you heard somebody knock back.
Ooh. Yeah, were your hands in there? If so, what are you doing in there?
It's none of your business.
Oh.
Jerking it.
Like I said, it's none of your business.
Sorry, yeah, no, I didn't want...
we don't need
I had questions, but I'm not gonna follow up on them. All right. Let's keep it pushing. Let's keep it tight.
All right. Giddy, help lead the crew out of here, please.
Got it. That was 13.
Giddy, you are able to push your way through. It feels hours that you're going through the Verdant Vortex. At some points, you swear you think you're going in circles until eventually you can see another kind of passageway, an opening in the jungle that looks like it leads out to something that is not jungle, plains.
Finally.
It's like 100 feet away from you.
Trek on.
Great. Who has a perception of 15 and above?
Me?
Me.
Huh?
For you two, you can begin to notice that the jungle alongside you is growing more dense. And it's not because as you get closer, it's because it looks like the jungle is actively growing to start closing you in.
No, 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 no. Faster. We need to move faster.
Okay.
What's up?
The jungle is closing in on us.
As you point that out, Giddy, now everyone can see the jungle has begun to grow vines that are starting to enclose around you and reach out.
You got any fire there? Spell boys?
I got the fireball.
Oh, you do? Well, let's save that one. That's a bit overkill for now.
And dexterity saves Shelly? For everybody.
I can't. Let me. Can I cancel? Can I cast sword burst?
Sure.
Because then we get spectral blades around us. Could chop it up.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like, do the vines have dexterity? They save with.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Which what was our save that we gotta do? What'd you say?
Dex
save.
Is that purring I hear?
Yeah.
Oh, it might be Nico. Nico's literally sitting in my lap right now. He's being a real sweet boy.
So, what did everyone get?
15.
29.
Christ! What'd you get, Shelly?
7.
And here we go.
6.
Okay. Everybody except for Brash, you take 10 points of bludgeoning damage. And you have to make another strength save to see if you get entangled.
Oh, that's fine. Y'all get a +4 to this.
Oh, my god.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm using the inspiration.
Okay, we're good. 24.
27.
19.
You're all able to pass. So, the jungle reaches out to try to grab you. The vines smash into you. They shatter off of Haven's armor. Giddy, they break onto you. Shelly, your spectral blades from your sword burst are able to chop the first couple that come in. Still dealing you some damage as the shrapnel hits you from that, but you're able to make your way away from them grasping you. As you start running towards the end, and as you are running, you can see that the ones that you shattered have begun to grow back, and the bark has grown tougher, like a darker gray, like it's been tempered now.
All right, go, go, run. Run,
I need another
run.
Dexterity save. If you're dashing, you get advantage. If you're wanting to do something else, then you don't get dash.
I will dash.
22.
Oh, let's go. Yeah, remember you have a plus 4.
31.
15.
Jesus Christ. 22.
Giddy, they hit you again.
Ow.
Strength.
At.
They deal 12 damage this time.
Right. And my strength save was 26.
You pass again. Another one comes and slams into your back. It breaks again off of your armor. And you can see that it grows even stronger now. But you're so close. You're almost there. I just need one more dexterity.
32.
22.
Natural 20 for 24.
Yeah, that's my nat 20. It's 32. That's exciting.
Yeah, you rolled a nat 22?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Nat Woo. 20 crew. Oh, this sucks. Okay. We just a high five and a fist bump to each other. That sucks.
Ow.
I think we should break up.
Cool.
Nico's attacking me.
My God. Well, so much for being sweet.
Skylar, we're trying to get divorced over here. Could you tell Nico to fucking get it together?
Nico, look at them. Tell them.
Wow, can't even make eye contact.
So what'd you get?
17.
Okay. You're all able to pass. You all break out of the verdant vortex as the vines whip out and just narrowly snatch at Shelly. Shelly, you jump back into your shell just before it reaches for your neck.
Okay.
Tumbling over in your side of your shell, as you can see now that the vines have now encapsulated the entrance and have now created a vine-like wall that has begun to harden over.
Hopefully we don't have to go back that way.
I would like to avoid it if possible, yeah. Well, what are we looking at now?
You are looking at some very nice plains. Wind rushing by, and just a good mile off from you, you can see a small metropolis, kind of built close to the forest. It looks as if built around a large, like, hill. It's like a giant hill. And the whole town surrounds it, and on top of it is a very nice keep that looks like it's been made of dwarven and elven and human architects. All kinds of the cultures just kind of mashed together.
Must be the place.
And it, just being close as it is, you can kind of hear it. It sounds very lively there.
Well, it's around a hill. I mean, it's probably Ringsburg.
That makes sense.
Sure. All right. Well, also, easy enough to not get lost, but Giddy still either way.
All right.
You keep walking down the plains till you finally hit a road and you head towards Ringsburg. You come up towards the gate. Pretty wide open. There's a couple guard there. They don't ask for papers or anything like such, just on guard. And you walk inside. Once you get there, right off the bat, you're in a market square. Very busy.
A square in Ringsburg?
Yeah. Strange, isn't it? They don't follow the conventional rules for that kind of deal. Mm.
Pioneer Square is a triangle. Square is just a term.
Yeah.
There's some local Seattle jokes for you. You're welcome, everyone. Haha.
But you can see that there are many a cart that are selling things. Humans, elves, dwarves, halflings, gnomes, all aplenty running around. There's a kind of a strange style of dress. as you kind of maneuver your way through. Not a lot of people in armor. Seems as if a lot of them like wearing just kind of normal clothes. Light jackets, windbreakers, slacks. A lot of them like wearing boots for some reason. You can see it's very muddy around here. Still raining, by the way. It's been raining still since you left.
How were the guards dressed when we came in? Did they look like typical guards, or were they dressed strangely? Or armored strangely?
No, they were dressed like typical guard. Just okay. Instead of armored, like, legging breeches, they had a... Mm-hmm. Oh, what's that? Scottish skirt.
That a is. Kilt?
Yeah, that's what it is. They had kilts instead that had just kind of like a crisscross pattern everybody kind of knows.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of what it's called, and I'm sure somebody will correct me at some point.
Tartan.
There you go.
Tartan.
Thank you for correcting me. I knew it was going to happen.
I had it. I wasn't correcting you. You asked. Bitch.
You're now in Ringsburg. What would you like to do?
All right. Okay.
Where are we looking for Brig? Mm-hmm. I guess we just start asking.
Well, they said... What did they tell us about Brig? They said... Did they say that it was Ringsburg? Anytime you came out, you were going to run into Ringsburg? Or did you say that anytime they came out of the Verdant Vortex, you were going to run into Brig? It was one of those things, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. Market.
All right. Well, see, I didn't take notes, but I remembered more than the person who took notes somehow.
Good job.
Okay.
Not marked for me.
The only notes I took were the runes.
Okay, here's the next question. Oh, yeah, I'm sure we'll be getting to that any second now. Here's the next question about Brig. Do we know anything about this person? Like, are they like a mayor here? Or are they just like a fucking weirdo that lives? Do we learn anything about that at all?
I feel like I remember them being a weirdo.
It seemed like the implication
that's fair.
It's a weirdo.
Well, maybe we could ask somebody here on the side of the road.
I just wanted to be sure that we weren't asking for something like dangerous and or stupid when we asked. But since we don't know anything, I guess that's all we can do.
True.
Okay. Yeah, you can ask somebody. You can do a perception check if you'd like. Tell me what you'd like to do.
Perception of 12, but I'll just any pedestrian. I'll ask.
All right. Well, there's quite a few pedestrians that are walking Brick. Around. You also Brick. Can see there's a. A very large wooden sign near a bunch of like cafes that are close towards the start of where the hill is in the middle of Ringsburg. Is that they're all just serving, like, they all just look like they just serve brunch 24 hours for some reason.
It's a good idea.
And on this big placard of wood, you can see it looks like a drawing of what Ringsburg is and several points of interest that's on there.
Definitely check that out. Take the tour.
On here, you can see in the very center on top of the hill is called Lord's Keep. And underneath it, you can see that it says Lord Bill Baggins in charge.
Okay.
The next one comments on the hill.
He would never. On the hill. Oh, God. And this is all on the... Okay, yeah, go ahead.
There's the Worm Wealth Vault, the Prancing Root Inn, Gully Yum's Fish Market.
Monica is going to have an aneurysm.
I don't know what any of this is referencing.
Because it's Ringsburg.
Is it Lord of the Ringsburg?
Can't wait to meet Sackolass and Bold and Fardo.
Sackolass
and Fardo.
Okay, well, now I'm trying to think of what Brig is analogous to. And I don't know yet.
The One Ring Arcade.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Then
an arcade? Wait, what's an arcade? What does that mean?
And then the last two you can find quite close to each other is Barabod Fitness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Brig's Bazaar.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That sounds right.
That's Brig.
Bizarre is like another word for weird, so that's one of the weirdos that we gotta find to try there first.
All right, to the bazaar.
All right.
Does it say? Yeah, it points us in that direction, I assume.
It does. Yes, you are able.
It's like a you are here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does have that. Right. Correct. That's you. Right. You have figured out my trick on that.
You've solved my puzzle.
So you head to Briggs Bazaar Bazaar, where you can see that the exterior boasts several enchanted window displays that constantly are shifting. It looks like the magical stained glass is consistently showing some kind of magical item and what's for sale at the time.
Ooh.
And once you get in, once you enter inside, you can see that it looks like a labyrinth of shelves and shelves of all kinds of mystical curiosities. It's very much one of those, like, bigger on the inside than what it looks on the outside. Anybody that has a perception of 14 or more.
That's me.
You could tell that you could get literally lost in this place. It could be about the size of a Costco outside of the main serving bar area, where there's a very tall, wild-eyed character counting several things on a piece of cloth and just kind of... picking them up and just...
Are you Brig?
Oh my gosh.
As soon as you say that, they'll look at you with rings in their hands. They'll go,
oh.
And they'll drop them quickly. You bundle it all up, grab it, throw it underneath, making a loud crack.
Yes, hi, I am Brig. Welcome to Brig's Bazaar Bazaar. What brought you lovely folks in today? Was it that lovely item in the window? Let me tell you this, we're the only ones here in all of Foon that have these kinds of windows. So if you saw something you like, you're probably going to want to get it. I'm sure that's what it is. Cost me quite a pretty penny in order to get those windows. Let me tell you, I mean, no one else can have them. But, I mean, you seem like the kind of type that could really use some really good windows. So I could probably set you up with a pretty good deal.
I don't need any windows.
Oh. Okay, I got it. I understand. I don't need here for the windows. Just, how can we help you?
Dang.
I don't need any windows.
Wow.
Sorry, was he trying to sell us the windows? I wasn't sure what he was trying to sell us. But
I like that Brig was like, it's not worth trying to push this sale, obviously. Never mind.
Well, feel free to wander around, and if you need any help finding anything in particular, please let me know. I'm more than happy to help. Are you sure about those windows? Because I could probably get you a good
deal. I'm very sure about the windows.
I'll just stop on the windows then. Fine. It's just, you know, good deal going out the door.
We do have something specific we're looking for.
Okay, great. Helpful. I can help you out. What is it you're looking for then?
A book.
Well, that narrows it down by... a lot.
Oh, it's certainly not the window.
True.
Okay, Giddy, you don't have to be so aggressive.
I'm sorry, I slept weird. I was crunched up in a tiny little hut.
Books are kind of a window into an imagination, though, wouldn't you say?
Okay.
I'm going to kill myself, but not before I kill all of you.
Okay, Brig, we have come from the coast. We met with Helga and the entire city over there, and we've made a huge journey over here very specifically because of you.
Moi?
Does that happen a lot?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not very well known around. I mean, I do have some fame coming to the collection of my curiosities, for sure, but has gotten me in some bad lights with others. But, I mean, I'm a very, very good businessman, and to be honest with you, I really don't even want to sell these items. I just kind of want to build my own kind of, you know, museum to show them off if I could, but it's just, it takes a lot.
It could be one. It definitely could be. You have a lot of curiosities here.
Yeah, I just don't know how to be able to make any money off of that. It's just kind of like...
Yeah, that's not... That's not usually...
Charge for admission.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally how museums work.
Get some wealthy donors to back it. It's a whole thing. Anyway, she spoke very highly of you. So we came a long way. We've gotten into a few scrapes along the way, all just to meet with you, Brig.
Oh, wow, yeah. I feel very honestly, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel from hearing that. I got like this warm feeling inside of me, but I don't really know how to describe it.
No pressure.
It's really interesting. But the Tide Callers said that they liked me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that they didn't like me. I thought that they hated me because I couldn't pass their test and just.
I'm gonna put my sword just on the desk where he was holding the rings. What you should feel is frankly threatened, because we have a question for you that we would like to keep on the down low, and also that we would like to get done sometime today.
Oh, okay, this is happening again. Look, I don't want any violence, so if you're just here to steal something, just go ahead and take it.
No, we're not trying to steal anything.
We haven't even told you what we want yet. Okay, everyone cool it. We are looking very specifically for a book that will help us get back to where we were, and it is apparently a very rare and valuable book, and we hope you are the one who can help us on this, because we've been such a long journey and had to fight so many things.
I hope I point my sword at Brash.
Calm down, I'm setting this up. Have you heard of something called the Astrologer's Handbook?
Am I allowed to answer?
Yes.
Then yes, I have. I have personally been looking for that particular book from my personal collection, High and Low. It's a very rare thing that a lot of people want to find.
Yeah, we know. We know.
So there's like four different areas that, I mean, three. There's three different areas that I would, the fourth one doesn't really matter. It's probably not true. But I mean, I don't have it on me.
No, we know you don't have it. Go on about the three places you think it is.
So the first place is the city of Enchantalot, on the west coast, the city of bards, there for the celestial performance and such.
That sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Let's go to there last.
Let's not go there. Tis a silly place.
Music is not your thing. So the next place would be Scrapforge, because you know all those mad wizard scientists types that are there. I'm sure that they have so many fucking weird magical items. I'm sure that one of them has it hidden somewhere and it's like some kind of fucking safer robot or some shit like that. Nothing. Okay. So the third place would be Spirit Forge, the spiritual center of all the martial artists here in Fern. Hey, look, can we just like put the sword away? I'm starting to get scared.
It's okay. The sword's at me, so I really wouldn't worry about it.
I'll put the sword away.
Thank you.
Oh, thank Tamora. And then there's maybe a fourth place, but I mean, it's only rumors. It's the center of Fern.
Does that have a name?
No, obviously you are outlanders, so I'll just give you a free piece of advice. It doesn't have a name because nobody's ever returned from the center of Foon.
Then how do we know there is a center of the continent?
I mean, yeah, sure, whatever, go ahead. Fucking go there if you'd like. Let me just go ahead, give you my dues, because nobody's going to ever fucking see you again.
Surely you could narrow this down a little more. This four places in four very different locations.
I mean, I don't know what else I can do to help you out, really. I mean, Scrapforge is obviously a good place to go to because it's got a lot of fucking wizards and shit. Enchantalot's full of a bunch of rich bard motherfuckers who buy shit just because it looks pretty and just for more of a prestige than actual use. And then, God, you want to go to the fucking center. I don't know what to do with you if you want to do that. Go for all your own. I don't know what else to do here. It's not going to be in fucking Orkholm. Those motherfuckers just love to fight. They wouldn't know what to do with a fucking book.
That doesn't mean that it's not there.
I mean, it could be anywhere.
Are you just listing cities for us to go to because you don't have any clue where it is?
Well, it's hard to keep everything together. That's why I have a map. Look.
And they'll show you a map. Oh, well, he's grabbing the map. Anybody that wants to make a perception check can.
Okay.
I'll do
23.
It. 23. Oh, 15. It's not actually bad for me.
Enchantalot. New Whimsy.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, we love a map.
Phantom Shade.
So, Giddy, what yes. you can tell is when he hands you this map, there's actually an additional map underneath that you can see that has all kind of writing over it.
National treasure. I've ripped the map open.
So what? What?
I look at the bottom map.
Well, be needing this.
Well, he's specifically trying to hide that from you. So,
oh, too late.
Are you making a full grasp for that?
Yep.
Okay.
God, the things he listed are literally on the three corners of this fucking place. God damn. This map is the size of my whole ass home world.
The size of your whole ass?
The whole.
Yeah.
The whole.
It's huge.
Giddy, what are you doing in order to grab it? Are you trying to do like sleight of hand, like sneak it?
No, I'm just grabbing it, looking at it. Because why would you put it up here?
Athletics or acrobatics, I guess.
Athletics it is.
Why would you show it to me if I can't have it?
Yeah, fair. It's mine.
That's a 12.
You go to grab it, and he immediately pulls it all away and goes,
"Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? That's mine. You said this wasn't a robbery."
Why would you put something up here if I can't see it?
Giddy, what is happening?
Sorry, sword again? What are you hiding from us?
They're hiding something like a map or something. It was under the map.
I would love to kill you. I haven't killed anyone successfully in a long time. So let's just make this quick, yeah? Am I killing you or are you handing us whatever this is?
That's going to be a intimidation, please.
Yeah, for sure. Ooh, not great, but I am charismatic. So that is going to be a... what's math? 15?
Okay. Here, just... Take it. Just don't hurt me.
He will hand over the map that he has underneath, and which you can see has been scrawled in his own writing.
So he has a map that he's made notes on.
Correct. It looks exactly like that one, but there are notes on this one.
See, you literally could have just
truly
transferred.
I thought
you could have just given us the notes.
I thought we were having a dialogue here.
Okay, so we're looking at this map. We're looking at the regular map. He's just given us one with notes, but I'm looking at the regular map here. We're in Ringsburg, which is like the south. Scrapforge is not that far away. It's across the mountains from us. So Scrapforge is our easiest bet. But in Chantalot, we would have to go west to the coast around the Verdant Vortex and then up north to the north edge of the continent here for Chantalot. And then, of course, because Evan's a fuckhole.
Whoa.
Well, Urkholm is on the way to Spirit Beacon.
Well, but Urkholm, we don't need to go there. We don't need to go to Urkholm. That's where the Jizzler is. But other than that, the very top right here, the northeastern. The northeasternmost area is fucking Spirit Beacon. God.
See, you say.
How are we supposed to travel? This is going to take us.
You say that
months.
There is. There's no reason to go to Urkholm, but I honestly think that there might be. Oh, wow, look at these notes. You have beautiful handwriting.
Oh, hold on. Is this fucker trying to discount Urkholm because, hold on. Okay, okay. Yeah, look at you holding out on us. Look at all these notes. Enchantalot says, so many artifacts, so many douchebags.
And the bards.
That's the bards, yes. Insane artificers in Scrapforge. Experiments not worth dealing with Sock and Rock. All right. Hordes of Undead in Visigud. Where is this vault they speak of? Pointing to Urkholm. Need to collect more teeth before return. And then Spirit Beacon. Rumors of legendary books. A collector's ransom.
Jeff's place. Remember to get him a birthday gift. Did you remember to get them a birthday gift?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was able to. I was trying to get him a title bead for his birthday, but I wasn't able to because I didn't pass the test. So
oh,
I ended up having to get him something else. I mean, Jeff really just wants to be able to learn how to surf, and it's kind of difficult.
Okay, I don't care about Jeff. Stop talking about Jeff.
Okay.
Some lessons?
You asked.
We came pretty far, actually. I'm looking at Breaker's Haven. Stingy.
Not too big of an area.
Stingy Thune won't share. Thane? Thune? I can't
read
your
handwriting. It is really hard to read.
Oh my god.
It's pretty, but it's hard to read.
But I mean, we actually did we did the continent, really. North to south there, Breaker's Haven to Ringsburg, where we are now. That actually wasn't that bad. Well, I guess we were transported halfway by the fucking Jizzler.
True.
Mm.
Which we can do once.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we should use... if we weren't going to use it to get here, I feel like we shouldn't use it for travel, right? We should use it for an emergency or a great... I don't know.
I mean, if you're looking for a way to travel quickly, I do have something that I was able to get from a mad artificer in Scrapforged. But it is pretty expensive, to be fair.
Go ahead.
Well, we have some money.
So then, can I have my map back, please?
Not yet.
Fuck!
I'm gonna take the notes down. How's your handwriting?
Fine.
Yeah, I'll take the notes down.
Okay.
So I'm going to transfer those notes over to this map, except for the bullshit about Jeff's place. I don't give a fuck about that.
It might be important. We might run into Jeff, or we might need to take refuge at Jeff's.
I need you to be so fucking for real with me right now. But yeah, the hordes of undead, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to take all of this note down. I'm not going to take down the note. So many artifacts, so many douchebags for Enchantalot. Like, why did you write that down, frankly?
It really looks like you're going to publish a book, like a tour guide book for the continent.
I do want to know, you say something about a vault in Orkholm. What does that mean?
Yeah, the orcs in Orkholm are weird. They go on raids all the time and they steal shit, including buildings. They'll just stack them on top of each other if they like it. And at some point they stole some mythical vault with the shiniest and most magical-y things. Those are in their words, by the way. And they have it buried somewhere. And only the orc boss knows, but nobody will share it with you unless, you know, you win a fight. Otherwise, they don't respect you in Orkholm.
I thought you said you didn't expect anything to be there.
I told you. What did I say?
I mean, it's just rumors. I don't know about anything else other than that.
I'm going to give this to you, Gitty. You were right, actually.
All this is conducted by teeth. I don't have a lot of teeth, all right? Think about how to try to buy shit with teeth. How am I supposed to get teeth?
And this entire time, as you've been yelling at Brig, they have been taking you further and further into their labyrinthian Costco of an emporium of magical items. And they stop in front of a hot air balloon.
Oh, you fit this in here.
I thought he was going to give us a staff or something of teleportation, and instead we're in the fucking Wizard of Oz all of a sudden.
What's this? Got a basket with the trap, with the, what's this on top?
Oh, I got this off of some crackpot. I'm an esteemed scientist in Scrapforged. So this scientist stole dragon's breath, and he concluded that apparently dragons can fly better because of their magical fire, because those guys are heavy as fuck. And so all you gotta do is you pull that lever there and it opens up and the dragon's breath comes out and then magically lifts you in the air because the canvas thing catches the fire breath without burning and you fly.
Been the whole thing done caught on fire?
I think this leather is made from the dragon, too. Like, I think they somehow skinned the scales, and it's probably from a red dragon, although it's brown. Maybe they tanned it?
What?
You don't really sound like you're the expert on this.
I don't. No. I don't. I won this as a prize at the One Ring Arcade.
You can win things like this at the arcade?
Well,
do I believe that?
I mean, that's an insight check.
Can I do an insight just sort of on the general entire time this guy has been talking? Do I believe any of this? Oh, well.
It's pretty good.
Well, yeah, but I think I have a flat zero
plus
to it. I sure do.
Zero.
14.
Hey.
You believe quite a bit. They tend to exaggerate quite a bit on stuff, okay, but they're telling the truth for a lot of the things.
So, yeah, I ended up going to the One Ring Arcade with my buddy Jeff because his dad works there on the mini golf course. So we decided to go play mini golf. we ended up going and we kind of did a side bet because none of the prizes there were really that interesting. There was nothing that was really rare. So we did a side bet for stuff and I ended up winning. So I got this this armor, which I'm not exactly sure what it does, but it's all swirly and stuff. And then, oh yeah, this mace that can extend into like a boulder. I don't know what I can use that for. I was also supposed to win something off of this Leolin, but yeah, he didn't put up when he lost.
Ah, a liar.
Wait, so you went at playing, what'd you call it? Golf?
Miniature golf.
What is that?
You've never played miniature golf?
Is there a normal size golf?
I don't know. I've only known of this one, and it just kind of came up recently.
Storm Giant Galf is the one that you really want to play.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, not you. There's a lot of lightning involved in Storm Giant Galf.
Oh, shit.
So then, what would you like to trade for this fine piece of equipment? I could probably give
your life. A deal
on a what?
Oh, are we doing that? Okay, hold on.
We're in a store.
Can we not make a scene at the Walmart, please?
Okay, that's it. Time to go. I can't deal with the threats anymore.
I was making a joke. You can't take a joke.
Calm down.
Five threats in one day kind of crosses the line.
You were being rude to us.
I wasn't actually joking anyway.
Oh my gosh, can we...
am I killing this guy or am I not killing this guy?
No, we're not killing this guy.
Yet? Believe.
Yet.
Are you not going to leave?
No.
No, we need to figure out this hot air balloon thing or whatever we call it.
Do we want a hot air balloon? That seems like a pain in the ass, doesn't it?
It's probably better and faster than by land, I would think.
Balloon.
What's your price? I am holding a sword.
We're not always like this at stores.
I am.
30,000 talons?
Talons.
Like bird feet?
Yeah, what's the conversion
rate? Money, you fool.
Don't call me a fool. I've never heard of that thing before.
What is that in gold?
He's gonna grasp at his pendant around his neck.
So the conversion rate right now is 5 gold per talon, so...
Oh,
so 150,000 gold?
I mean, some vendors still take it, but it's kind of getting phased out with talons.
But there's your life?
What?
Giddy!
Can we calm down? We're making a business transaction. Jesus.
Giddy, actually all of you now, concept.
Concept?
Oh.
Concept. And you all have a +4 to this.
28.
27.
A plus what?
+4. 21. Dirty 20.
Okay.
doesn't do anything to us. Just something pulses and none of us react.
I feel itchy.
Everyone except for Shelly, I think.
What was your save, Shelly?
28.
So, armor class wise, though, I don't think a 15 beats your armor, though, Shelly, right?
No.
Yeah. So everyone else that got over 21, you all get hit with sneak attack arrows.
Oh, geez.
My armor class is 21. Does that matter?
I guess that meets.
Great.
What was the DC?
Oh, 21, right?
Well, I rolled sneak attack on you all, and for Shelly, I got a 15. For Giddy, I got a 21. For Haven, I got a 21. And for Brash, I got a 23.
Oh, but so what was the con save for?
The effect of the dart?
Because it's poisoned
arrow.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. Ow.
That does hit me then. But what was the con save for what was the DC for the con save?
Oh, the DC for the con save was a 15.
Was 15. Okay, so we're not poisoned.
Fine. Ow,
okay.
Though.
32 points of damage from arrows.
Ooh, they're going to regret that one. What'd you say? 25? 31? What'd you say? 31?
32.
32?
Are you going to fight the security system?
No, I'm just going to kill this guy. Yeah. Was that by real quick? Was that by people or was that by like a magic thing? Like what was that? What was that?
Perception. They all.
When you make an attack, that breaks stealth. So,
oh. Thank you. Correct. So then, out of stealth, you can see 7 specters the same kind of thing of like a banshee or something like that with their own bows have all surrounded you and him.
Now, we really did not have to be nasty about this.
No, that was pretty rude. Granted, we did multiple times say we're going to kill you instead of paying for this, but you also hit a map from us, so I think we're even.
Yeah, well, I can take another three rounds of damage. Can you?
We don't know what kind of toys are around here, so if you want to find out, that's your choice. I see a lot of very interesting magical items in here.
He just shot you, Brash.
Yes, it hurts, but I would like to not be shot more, so that's kind of my thinking here.
Guild Code 7 states that I must ask you to leave politely one last time before I must enact violence for defense.
Can we continue to negotiate if we keep our weapons out of our hands?
Are you serious?
Final offer.
I'm about to call the guard.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Now Shelly's had it.
I really do not want to induce pain and suffering on anybody right now.
For right now. Okay, while I'm talking, I'm going to look around to see who else is around in the area, aside from the people who shot us.
Hold on. Are we as a party the stupidest people alive? Do you really he just shot you for probably a third of your hit points, and you're like, yeah, but can we keep talking? Are you serious? We're either fighting or we're leaving, Brash.
We're leaving, apparently.
Giddy, are we leaving?
Haven, I will follow your lead on this fight.
I don't see shit, so. Well, it's still 12. I forgot. I have a lot of perception.
I want this hot air balloon.
I don't even know what that is.
Haven doesn't even know if we want it. Now she just wants to kill everyone, so.
You don't know me, Brash Playmaker.
No, you literally said, is it worth having?
I don't care about this hot air balloon one way or the other. In fact, I think it's a mistake. And also, it's 150,000 gold. I would rather just leave and also kill this guy in his sleep later.
We can do that.
But he won't know when. So, unfortunately, I'm going to pray for you, sir. And if you have a god, I would start praying also. I'm going to go.
I hope you value your life.
I was very excited about a lot of things that you opened my eyes up to today. So.
Listen, we can still go play mini golf.
See you later. I don't know.
So you all leave?
Yeah, I growl at him, though.
Jesus Christ.
Ah, fuck. So, if you make your way out without making any more threatening movements toward them, then yes, you are allowed to leave.
Okay.
Walk out of Briggs Bazaar, and the door is closed behind you.
Giddy, what was up with you in there?
That was real aggressive.
I don't know. That guy,
we're just, like, we're giving just talking me the shop guy.
I don't know. It's something about that guy made me want to kill him.
It was. Yeah. I agree that he was really annoying. I'm going to give you that. He was very annoying, but. You can't just say you're going to kill some guy after every
sentence. I also did not say I was going to kill him. I just asked him if he valued his life.
I see. Well, there is an implication there, Giddy.
Implications, Giddy.
I thought everything was going fine until that point.
It really was. It really
and then
took
he
a
shot
very
us.
Drastic turn.
Well, I think it was pretty warranted. a bunch of goons standing around him like we'll kill you and take your hot air balloon.
No, we said what if you were to die right now basically, yeah. But we didn't
and
say we will kill you.
Feel the wild. Ground begin to shake.
Oh no, he's coming back.
I hope he does.
Yeah, if we're out here.
I hope he doesn't know what's
fight.
Fucking good for him.
And the shop begins to crunch and crumble into itself.
Oh damn. How bizarre.
How bizarre.
And it's gone. There's now just a clear, open plot of land where it once sat.
What a pussy.
Well, maybe he built it on a burial ground or something.
Unrelated.
We got out of there just in time.
I'm going to assume that was either he put it into a pocket dimension via one of his 8,000 magical objects, or that this is fake. Hold on, let me put my hand out. Is it still there? Was that an illusion? It is gone.
It is literally gone.
There's somebody walking by and just be like, hey, does this building disappear all the time, or is this a brand new?
the ground has steam or something coming off.
Maybe he tried to use that hot air balloon you were talking all about. Maybe bring the whole thing up.
It just seems very impractical, doesn't it?
Surely. They had prime real estate. They're on the map. Like, that's a lot of sales they're giving up.
It's gone for... I think that maybe me saying that I was going to kill him in his sleep tonight might have made him
vamoose
for maybe like 25... I bet if we come back in a couple days, it'll be back.
I just... Also, they shot us very heavily, instantly. Like, I feel like they could have dealt with it other than running, but, you know, what a little bitch.
Time on Save the D8.
Y'all act like you never seen a building fold into itself before.
Excuse me, where is the Galf?
No way. Let's do a little geometry here.
Take it easy on the threatening to kill people if they don't give us what we want.
Giddy,
just yeah, right off the bat.
Do you value your life?
Oh my god.
God damn, Rash.
Yeah, this is gonna come bite me in the ass when we have to actually fight something.
Oh, fuck you after I said that nice thing to you.
They won't stop spitting out.
Well, I gotta say, though, having a gym and then a fucking dive bar right there is actually the best thing ever, maybe?
That's pretty smart.
I got a lot. I got a lot of treasures.
Oh my god, we're gonna be here forever.
Party Fish Media.
Party Fish Media acknowledges that it operates and records on indigenous Duwamish and Puget Sound Coast Salish land that is still home to the Duwamish tribe. This land is stolen in violation of the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. We are committed to uplifting the name of these lands and community members from these nations who reside alongside us. For more information on this land, its people, or ways you can help, visit duwamishtribe.org or realrentduwamish.org.